Earth and Sky.
The Higgs idea, if it were proven correct by experiment, would greatly simplify our picture, our basic picture of how the world works. That's our job, is to make a picture so simple that it could be inscribed on a T-shirt of average size.
You're listening to Leon Letterman, Nobel laureate in physics, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Letterman is well known for giving an elusive elementary particle, the Higgs particle, its nickname. He called it the God particle. He spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson and explained the idea behind the Higgs particle, why he thinks it's important to find, and what uncovering the structure of the universe means for all of us.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Glad to be here.
So can you give us an explanation of the basic principles of the Higgs particle?
Okay. First of all, we should say it's a speculation. There may not be such a thing, but the speculation has a certain amount of scientific beauty, if you like, and interest. There's many of the theoretical physicists, the physicists who just use pencil and paper, they claim, and think deeply, they have proposed the existence throughout all of space of what they call a field, a Higgs field. It's somewhat like an electric field. If you have a lot of electricity around, say, charged screen, electrically charged, there'll be an electric field everywhere. And you can tell this by putting an electron in that field. The electron will respond to the field by moving. In a similar way, theoretical physicists have proposed the existence of a Higgs field. The Higgs field was supposed to, is designed to solve problems that we have with the structure of matter and really how our world works.
Why is it so important for physicists to find the Higgs? Is it purely so our view of the world can be a bit more simple and unified? Why is it so important? Why is this the central challenge of particle physics right now?
Well, it's our job. Our job is to understand how the world works and to how to understand how it works in its most primitive fashion. Because what happens is when we have a hypothesis, for example, that everything is made of atoms and atoms are made of quarks and leptons, that's the basic structure from which we will obtain our whole knowledge of the universe, its origins, how it evolved, and in particular, how it will age, its progress over the next billions of years. Unfortunately, we can't predict what will happen the day after tomorrow, but we can, in a good theory of the universe, predict how the universe will evolve. And it was just the evolution of the universe that called into question our picture of gravity. There's something called the theory of relativity, which is an accounting for how gravity tugs on different parts of the universe and gives rise to, for example, our solar system with spinning planets. The spinning planets give you day and night. The orbiting of the planets gives you summer and winter. In other words, everything we want to understand about the world has to do with a model of the basic particles and the laws of physics by which these particles carry out their task. So the Higgs idea, if it were proven correct by experiment, would greatly simplify our picture, our basic picture of how the world works.
So what happens if we can't prove the existence of the Higgs?
Yes, that's a good question. It could be that we find no evidence for the Higgs particle. It just doesn't show up in any of these experiments looking for an object with the properties that we've listed for the Higgs. In which case, many theoretical physicists will be very discouraged and they'll jump out of second floor windows. They don't want to go up too high because they'll hurt themselves. They'll be very discouraged, but the more younger ones perhaps will go back to the drawing board, if you like, to their theories and say, what other phenomenon could account for the complexity of our knowledge, which is which has nothing to do with this idea of Higgs? It's got to be something else.
So how likely do you think it is that we'll find the Higgs, or how likely is it that we'll have to start over again?
It's very hard to make a probability. It's in a way, it's tossing a coin. But the majority of physicists go along with the theorists, and they say that the most plausible way to improve our theory without jettisoning too much of it, because so much of it is correct, so much of it works, so much of it makes predictions as to what will happen. So there are many things about the world we do know, and Higgs would fit smoothly into that world. That's why probably the probability is that the Higgs will be found, but it's certainly not a certainty.
So if we find it, it will be a victory for scientists, but do you think that regular people's lives will be affected by this discovery?
It's not the knowledge that Higgs particle exists that will change our lives, but it's the scientific activity, the technology, the inventions, the imagination, the engineering that goes into the tools which give us an understanding of the world, which have had major effects on our technology, on our longevity, on our health, and on our ability to live fruitful and useful lives.
You've been listening to Leon Letterman, winner of the Nobel Prize in Physics and former director of the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory in Illinois. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.